The Power of Question Thinking. Ben Knight faced a tough challenge when he took charge of a struggling company tasked with turning it around. Feeling overwhelmed within 2 weeks, he offered to quit, but his boss insisted he work with a coach named Joseph, who introduced him to question thinking. This method focuses on using questions to understand problems and figure out steps toward goals. Initially wanting answers, Ben learned from Joseph that asking the right questions is the key. Like many people, he realized his responses to situations were influenced by unconscious questions and statements, affecting his mood and problem-solving abilities. Put the power of questions to work. Joseph showed the impact of changing questions by looking at history. Ancient hunters and gatherers asked, "How do we get ourselves to water?" which drove their actions. The shift to farming and human progress happened when they started asking, "How do we get water to come to us?" Every event or emotion triggers questions. These questions can be either learner questions, leading to positive solutions, or judger questions, finding fault and causing stagnation. Most people don't realize they have a choice in their reactions. Step 1. Be aware that you're always asking yourself questions. Step 2. Notice the tone and intent behind your questions. Harsh, blame-fixing questions are judger questions. Curiosity-driven questions are learner questions. When you react strongly, examine your questions. This sets the foundation for changing them. Questions are a powerful tool for understanding others and uncovering the true dimensions of situations. Instead of assuming you have all the answers, asking questions promotes honest problem solving. Encouraging others to engage in dialogue with you through questions is a great way to foster creative thinking. Make positive decisions. Choosing to ask positive questions instead of negative ones is crucial. This decision impacts you every moment, whether you realize it or not. Opting for negative questions can lead you to a stagnant, stressful place called the judger pit. When you ask yourself things like, "How could I be so stupid?" it only adds burden and stress, taking you nowhere. On the flip side, adopt positive, constructive questions puts you on the learner road. Here, you'll discover creative solutions to personal and interpersonal problems. Pay attention to how your body reacts. Uplifting questions shift your body from tense and angry to open and relaxed. It's like flipping a mental switch, moving from judgment to open-ended inquiry. So, the key is to change your internal questioning style. Ask yourself questions that develop a learning mindset, steering away from a judgmental perspective. This simple shift can lead to actionable insights and make your journey more enjoyable and fulfilling. Example: imagine you're at a crossroads in your personal or work life. Step back and observe your own behavior objectively. Realize that in every moment, you have a choice to ask thoughtful questions or to react impulsively. Take note of your choices as a detached observer. You can consciously shift from a judgmental mindset to a learning mindset by using a switching question. Instead of asking, "Why is this person such a jerk?" switch your question to, "What is this person looking for?" When you make this shift, you'll instantly feel more calm. Choose wisely. Joseph suggested to Ben to put up a choice map on his refrigerator, highlighting the options between negative and positive questions. When Ben discussed the judger and learner mindsets with his wife, Grace, she mentioned that the information on the fridge had made her reconsider a problem she had with a coworker. Inspired by the learner approach, she approached her colleague to understand their perspective and work towards a more productive relationship. Ben noticed that Grace had a natural talent for diffusing tense moments by asking sincere questions. The conversation about Grace's successful use of the approach became one of the most positive and open discussions the couple had in a while. Learner-judger questions. When you catch yourself asking questions, try switching from a judger mindset to a learner mindset. Judging questions can create problems and make it harder to solve conflicts. To make progress and keep good relationships, change your questions to focus on learning and understanding. For example, Ben had an issue with a coworker, Charles, who he thought was trying to undermine him. Joseph suggested that Ben think about the questions he was asking himself about Charles' behavior. Together, they found ways to turn those negative questions into ones that helped Ben understand the truth behind the conflict. Empower your observer. Switching your mindset is like switching channels in your brain. Imagine you're watching yourself in a situation like a movie, no judgments, just observing. Use the ABCC choice process to go from judgment to learning mode. A. First, be aware. Notice if you're being too judgmental. B. Then, take a breath. Take a moment to step back and breathe without judgment. C. Cultivate curiosity. Ask yourself questions about what's happening, what's really going on, what are the facts? This helps you shift from judging to learning. C. Finally, choose. Now that you know the facts, it's easier to make a choice. Choose your actions based on what you've observed. Everyone has a judger mindset. It's okay. The key is to practice watching yourself without jumping to conclusions. Try it out during small moments, like when the phone rings. Notice how your body reacts, and then decide how you want to respond. Keep practicing, and it'll become a habit that helps you stay cool under pressure. Shifting questions. Shift your mindset by turning judgment into curiosity. When you catch yourself being critical, flip the script with questions that lead you to learn. Instead of judging, ask, "What judgments am I making right now? How does my personal belief differ from the facts in this situation? Can I see this from a different perspective?" To get the hang of this, think about a time when you turned a negative situation around. Recall the questions you used to shift your thinking positively. And don't forget, finding humor in tough times can make a big difference. Assumptions are being questioned. Base your actions on solid information. Sometimes, what you think can lead you down the wrong path. Ben assumed his colleague Charles wanted his job, so he thought Charles wasn't helping with the department's goals and might be sabotaging them. In reality, Charles was just trying to understand what Ben needed. Before important situations, prepare questions to help you learn better. Don't let past experiences cloud your judgment now. Remember, your attitude affects those around you. Ben got stuck in traffic and assumed someone selfishly caused it. Later, he found out it was a terrible accident, not someone's carelessness. This taught him that assumptions can be way off. Top 12 questions about change. Ben was gearing up for a meeting with Charles that he wasn't looking forward to. Joseph, his friend, handed him a list of 12 questions to help him see things differently. These questions were meant to shake up Ben's usual way of thinking, challenge his assumptions, and get him to understand Charles better. 1. What do you really want in this situation? 2. Have you thought about all your choices? 3. Are you assuming things without all the facts? 4. Do you know your own responsibilities in this? 5. How else could you see this situation? 6. Have you considered what Charles is thinking and feeling? 7. Are you avoiding any important information? 8. What lessons can you learn from this situation or person? 9. What other questions should you be asking yourself or others? 10. What practical steps can you take to move forward? 11. How can you find a solution where everyone benefits? 12. What are all the possible outcomes? In their meeting, Ben surprised Charles by asking these questions and really listening to the answers. Charles suggested they try the question thinking method to tackle their team's problems. It turned out that a little bit of inquiry and brainstorming could go a long way in solving issues. Question thinking can boost your creativity and relationships. A brainstorming session prompted by questions might lead to innovative ideas. First, identify the issue and determine your goals. Then, fire off questions and see where they lead. Ben and Charles fired out questions quickly, creating a fresh and fruitful dynamic. This increased teamwork tremendously. Unsurprisingly, the question thinking technique helped Ben and Grace's marriage. After letting go of the urge for all the answers, Ben found it easier to discuss his uncertainties with Grace. They went on a learning adventure together, driven by curiosity. Key points. 1. Use question thinking for challenges by asking the right questions and developing a learning mindset. 2. Positive questions spark creativity, while negative ones lead to stress. 3. Follow the ABCC choice process to be aware, breathe, cultivate curiosity, and make informed choices. 4. Shift judgmental questions to curiosity-driven ones to avoid assumptions. 5. Challenge assumptions with questions and act on solid information. 6. Top 12 questions about change help explore choices and plan positive steps. 7. Apply question thinking in relationships for open communication and a shared learning journey.